When Pramod Sokhi joined BitTorrent as the new senior director of product management in 2012, the once red-hot startup was at a crossroads. Growth of their popular desktop software, which lets users find and download files from all around the web, had stalled. More worrisome was the fact that the company had no mobile version of the product, a huge disadvantage at a time when people were rapidly migrating away from their desktops to their smartphones. Making matters worse, YouTube, Netflix, and other streaming services were gobbling up users' time and attention, both on their phones and across other devices, leaving BitTorrent behind. Pramod was brought in to build the mobile product and reignite growth. The 50-person company was organized around the traditional silos of marketing, product management, engineering, and data science. The product team and engineers were divided up into subgroups dedicated to the different products, such as the desktop versions for Mac and Windows, and now the newly minted mobile team. Both the data team and the marketing group served all of these product groups. And as is typical at all kinds of businesses, the process of product development was completely separated from marketing. The product managers would inform marketers about upcoming launches or releases, and all marketing efforts were then conducted by the marketing group, with no collaboration from those actually making the product. As is also typical for many companies, the BitTorrent marketing team was focused on efforts exclusively at the top of the funnel, meaning raising customer awareness and bringing users to the products through branding, advertising, and digital marketing with the goal of acquiring new customers. At most software or web-based companies, the work of increasing the activation and retention of those who visited a website or app is done not by marketers, but by the product and engineering teams, who focus on building features to make users fall in love with the products. The two groups rarely collaborate with each other, and with each focused on their own priorities and often having little or no interaction. Sometimes they're not even located in the same building or even the same country. Per the standard organizational playbook, once the BitTorrent mobile app was ready for launch, the marketing group crafted a launch plan, which, as usual, included a range of traditional marketing activities, with an emphasis on social media, public relations, and paid customer acquisition campaigns. The app was solid, the plan was strong, and yet adoption was still sluggish. Pramod decided to ask the marketing group to hire a dedicated product marketing manager, or PMM, to help stoke acquisitions. These marketing specialists are often described as being the voice of the customer inside the company, working to gain insights into customers' needs and desires, often conducting interviews, surveys, or focus groups, and helping to craft the messaging in order to make the marketing efforts more alluring and ensure that they are conveying the value of the product most effectively. At some companies, these specialists might also be tasked with contributing to the product development, for example, by conducting competitive research to identify new features to consider, or assisting with product testing. An experienced PMM, Annabelle Satterfield, joined the BitTorrent marketing team to assist in boosting adoption of the newly minted mobile product. In addition to focusing on the awareness and acquisition efforts she was charged with, she requested that she be allowed to work with the product team on driving growth throughout the rest of the funnel, including user retention and monetization strategies, rather than being restricted to just efforts at the very top of the funnel. The head of marketing granted her permission to do so, but only after she first focused on user acquisition programs and only once they'd achieved their marketing team objectives. Yet upon conducting some customer research, which included both customer surveys and analysis of the company's data on user behavior, in order to generate ideas for new marketing campaigns, she discovered something that seemed directly at odds with her boss's instructions. Many of the best growth opportunities appeared to lie further down the funnel. For example, she knew that many users of the mobile app, which was a free product, had not chosen to upgrade to the paid Pro version. So she conducted a survey to ask those who had not upgraded why that was. If the team could get more users to do so, she knew that would be a big revenue generator, which could be as important, if not more so, as getting more people to download the app. As the results rolled in, it became clear to her that the most promising strategy for growth wasn't to focus exclusively on building the company's customer base, but also on making the most of the customers they already had.